Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Michael Willis, the new CEO of Tombstone Technologies, which Tombstone Technologies trades on the OTC Bulletin Board. Their ticker symbol is TMCI, and they provide easy-to-use print, product customization, and e-commerce software. Thanks for joining us today, Michael.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Start off by talking to us a little bit about being appointed the new CEO of Tombstone and what this represents as far as the new direction of the direction that the company is headed in.
Sure. Well, the company has spent the last 2 to 3 years essentially building the product. The product is called OEI Print Suite, which is designed to allow small to mid-sized printers to affordably create a web presence and offer literally full-service e-commerce capabilities that typically you would find in a much larger print operation. I came on, in fact, about a week and a half ago now to take us to the next phase, which is launch the product into the marketplace, build the sales marketing apparatus. We're also building a rather significant sales distribution network, both here in the United States and at least initially in the UK. We'll be looking for distributors in other nations as well abroad.
So talk to us a little bit about your flagship product, which is the OEI, the Print Suite, you know, some of the uses and applications as well as some of the industries that you plan to accommodate.
Sure. Well, again, we're really targeting that smaller printer, small to mid-size. You know, it's a niche that's been fairly underserved with respect to an affordable solution. You know, there are a lot of products or a number of products out there that are really a little out of the price range for, let's say, a printer doing somewhere on the order of $500,000 to $5 or $6 million a year in revenue. So we felt there was a pretty significant market niche for us there. We designed this to be essentially a hosted solution so that it takes all of the headaches away, if you will, from the printer, the headaches in terms of IT, both hardware and, you know, rather pricey staff to maintain a web server and a database and, you know, all the components that are required for a company to successfully launch an online business. So the product itself has two significant parts. Of course, the e-commerce part, which will provide for online order taking, file uploading and tracking, printing and post-press options, credit card processing, you know, typically the standard, if you will, e-commerce features. But I think what separates us as well from other products out there is we have a full-service design capability as well. You know, and this is something that you typically find on desktops rather than via the Internet. So we have a very sophisticated engine that will allow a printer's customers to create designs, much like if they were to use any Adobe product or something like that, but again, all from the convenience of the Internet. And I think that's a pretty good thumbnail. Obviously, it's a very complex product, but I don't want to go into too much detail there. You can check it out on our website at www.oieprint.com to get fuller detail.
Thank you. And talk about some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned Tombstone is to capitalize on these trends.
Well, I think there's no question that there's a rather large movement now on the part of printers to create an online presence. And they've been, for the most part, rather slow to get there. You know, I think especially in our market niche, there's a sense that, you know, we've been doing business this way for quite some time and why change? But what in fact is driving this is that the customer is changing. In a sense, it's sort of forcing the printer to create an online capability for the convenience of the customer. As you know, there are a number of services now being offered online, strictly online. It's not the neighborhood print shop, if you will, but you can just go online, create an order, and it's shipped to you. And that's taking away a lot of business from the small to mid printer. So there's now, I want to say, a wide recognition that it's a necessity at this point. So I think we have tremendous potential in terms of penetrating this market rather quickly. Again, our model is very affordable. It's a low monthly fee. And there's really no requirement on the part of the printer to have any technical expertise.
And you talked a little bit earlier about your full-service design capability. What else besides this makes your company unique from other players in your sector?
I think mostly it's our focus on a pretty broad niche, if you will, in the printing industry. Most of our competitors either don't offer the full service capabilities we offer, but it's affordable, or they offer the full service capabilities, but typically it's not affordable because the packages themselves are quite pricey. And then it requires the printer to have a hardware infrastructure of a server or a number of servers. And, you know, anytime you have a server and you have a database-driven application, you have to have maintenance for that, and that's typically a rather costly IT person or persons. So we feel we're uniquely positioned to have a tremendous offering at a cost. You know, in a sense, we like to think of it as a cost a printer can't afford not to pay, because again, the competition is rather stiff now with all the online offerings, and again, we give our customers the chance to, in a sense, compete with the largest of their competitors.
Good answer. And talk a little bit about the company's growth. Are you looking primarily grow organic, or would you look for M&A activities?
Well, it's a combination right now. We will probably come out with a round of financing, an offer, in the next 3 to 4 months. Right now, we're really focused on building our sales force, which is in place now. We're actually making sales as we speak. We're bringing on distribution both in the UK, and we're signing a distributor shortly for the East Coast, and I'm looking very diligently to start on the West Coast and have a pretty large presence in the Midwest as well. So in that sense, it'll grow organically over the next few months. And then because we really want to, in a sense, demonstrate this model sufficiently. Again, before I took this position, I took the time to do a fair amount of due diligence with printers. So I was convinced before I came on that there's a real need and a real desire, and we have a price point that people just don't balk at. So I think over the next few months we'll be really demonstrating this model with a number of implementations, not only here in the States, but also in the UK.
And walk us through your background and experience, Michael, as well as some of that of your key management
mm-hmm.
team.
Sure. Well, I've been in the Internet technology business really since it became commercial. I started really back in the 90s. I'd worked for a number of large corporations, Philips, the large Dutch company being one, electronics company. I was in the cable business, but on the technology side of the cable business, via Jones Intercable, which was then the sixth largest cable company in the U.S. And then I got the entrepreneurial bug after my stint at Jones and founded a company in Boulder, Colorado, with a few partners from University of Colorado. And that became a very successful company doing online learning as well as knowledge management systems for Fortune 500 companies. That company was acquired, and I stayed on another year and then had an opportunity to go to Chicago to run a company, Paragon Solutions, which was an IT company that was moving from traditional IT services into Internet-delivered services. And that company had three offshore sites. They were one of the first companies to really get involved in offshore development. We had two sites in Vietnam and one site in India. And then for a number of reasons, I decided to leave Chicago and come back here to Boulder and start another venture on my own. with a partner. And that was an online learning company as well. And we had an initial partnership with PDS and saw a great deal of success with that. And then we had the opportunity to really create a rather unique product offering, both online learning and learning management system to accompany it, for the K-8 market for essentially mathematics education, which is, as you know, has been failing in this country for some time. And we had a very great deal of success with that. We landed a large federal government grant because the product was so successful. And then that got on its feet, and I had two very capable partners, and my sense was that there was no reason for three capable people. Two could handle it, and I was casting around for an opportunity and came across Tombstone, got to meet them, spent some time with them, and decided that this is where I wanted to be because I just thought there was such a tremendous potential here.
So what specific objectives have you and management set for Tombstone for over the next 12 to 24 months?
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly have a sales objective. You know, the market that we're looking at is around 300 in the United States is around 300,000 printers. Our expectation is that we'll penetrate 1% of that market over the next 2.5 to 3 years. That creates about a $20 to $25 million a year in revenue company for us. And then we'll expand that with distribution offshore or overseas, rather, particularly in the UK. Again, our distributor there feels he can match the numbers we're looking to do here. So we feel pretty upbeat about you know, the sales potential. But, you know, to achieve those kinds of goals, our immediate objectives are to build a sales force internally, bring on more distribution, and then expand considerably our marketing capabilities and reach.
And do you think that investors understand the direction that the company is headed in?
I believe so. You know, we've been really good at communicating to the investors. Over the last few weeks, there have been a number of press releases. And essentially, you know, our plan is as we meet these major milestones, we think there's a lot of good news that we'll be able to share with our investors and future investors. So look for those to come out over the next few months and then throughout the year.
And once again, joining us today is Michael Willis, CEO of Tombstone Technologies, trading on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is TMCI, currently trading at 22 cents a share. And before we conclude, Michael, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Tombstone as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think there are a number of good ones. I'll outline a few. Certainly, we're in a position now where our software product is completed. So that phase of, I want to say, development and the expenditures required and the time required to get there is completed. So we're really at the launch phase now, and we're launching into a very sizable market, both nationally and worldwide. It's a well-structured company. It's a small market cap. It's a little over $500,000 at this point. And I believe that investors are looking for the type of company we are, which is a software as a service company with high growth potential and a current small market cap.
Well, I certainly agree, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's progress. And I'd like to thank you for updating us today.
Well, thank you so much.